This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Couple of items now from the CEOs aren't like the rest of us file. Item number one, General Motors said today that its CEO, Mary Barra, made $16 million and change last year, most of it in stock awards that she can't cash in just yet. Item two, Doug Parker, who runs American Airlines, sent a letter to employees this week in which he said he is not going to take any cash compensation, just company stock. Thank you very much. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has more on CEO pay not really being about cash anymore.
Time was CEO pay came in the form of a CEO paycheck and maybe a bonus. Aaron Boyd at executive compensation firm Equilar says cold hard cash has its benefits.
If you're buying a house or sending a kid off to college or doing anything like that, it's good to have cash. The downside to it is obviously that once you get it, that's it.
The money won't disappear if the company fails, but also won't grow if the company prospers. And therein lies a downside for the shareholders.
The obvious thing to do for the CEO would be to just, you know, relax, gently slack off on our dime.
That's Lalitha Naveen, finance professor at Temple University.
If you want to prevent that, then you want the CEO to think like a shareholder.
Regulators and shareholders have tried to change their thinking, first by shifting more CEO pay into stock. It's now about 65% for the big S&P 500 companies, according to Equilar. And second, by shifting more of that stock into a bucket that's tied to further performance metrics. Here's finance professor Kevin Murphy.
For S&P 500 CEOs now, it is the biggest bucket.
He says that sounds good on paper. Give CEOs stock only if they, for instance, increase earnings per share by a dollar in the next year. But
executives understand that if they perform too well this year, it's just going to be harder to get a bonus next year.
Murphy thinks this has only multiplied the ways for CEOs to game the compensation system. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.